Okay. All right. Let's go again. Oh, yeah. I got an aching in my head that won't go away.
Visions of her dancing naked.
Artist James Milligan. James, are you with me?
I am.
Yeah, must be some bad weather coming around here. I don't know where at yet, just yet, but sorry about all the confusion.
That's okay.
I was trying to play a track and it didn't play through correctly, but that's okay. Did you hear a little bit of Bad Girls playing?
I did.
Okay, what was you saying earlier?
You know, I something to do with Chris Jasper.
Okay, then. All right.
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you the song "Don't Say Goodnight," which was an original Isaac Brothers song, and I did a cover of it. and I was able to send a copy of it to Chris Jasper, one of the members of the group, and he loved it.
Right, right.
Yeah, and this, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's, his tracker is just tremendous.
All right, and thank you for that information. I'm being distracted. Sorry about that. Now, I did upload that track you was talking about you did with Cutters Blow, Girls Like
yeah.
You. Can you go ahead again and give a brief story behind that track, Girls Like You, before I spin it?
Yes. What had happened, I really did the first version that just featured Tear Trobbin by himself, and I got to thinking. I said, you know what? At that time, we was kind of in the middle of going to a new year, and I said, you know, I really like this, and it did real well when I first released it, but I think it could use a little bit of an upgrade. So then I got to thinking rapper, and I was like, who can I find? And I looked up several rappers. Some of them were hard to find, and fortunately enough, I was able to get over Curtis Blow. And he asked Curtis Blow, had asked me to send him the track via email, and I did. He heard it. He liked it. Then I got to thinking, I said, you know, this is the first time I believe that there was a collaboration between me and Curtis Blow and Terry Trout, because we had collaborated before. And it just turned out fantastic. To this day, I still get a lot of people who call, and the record's actually still selling. Not selling like, you know, world when it first came out, but I still do real well with it, and it's always a demand when I do a concert.
Right, and thank you for that information. Stay in your seat, and I'm going to go ahead and spin Girls Like You. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Thank you for your patience, James.
Anytime.
James Jr. Curtis.
Curtis.
For the ladies.
Terry Trout, man.
Curtis Blow in the rap.
I do adore by the way you moving, the way you smile. You're on top of the path and you're versatile. Everlasting romance, slow dance, take a chance. Feelings I'm revealing, so yo, honey, take a glance. Inside my heart, see my passion steaming. Woman's of an angel, you know you're my special dream of moonlight. Radiant or reaping, after love, sleeping, keeping the deep inside my brain. I know I've been a strain, but on for window pain, you know I see a goddess.
No!
Give me good loving when I need it. This girl is oh so real. Yeah, yeah. I just wanna take her in my arms and show her how I feel. Yeah, yeah.
My only one, never met a girl like you.
James Milligan and Curtis Blow. Wow. Okay. And I got that. And how long that track been out?
It's been out for a little while now. There are some things I'm considering because I've got such a demand for it. I'm thinking about, you know, doing another edited version of it.
A remix?
One. Yeah, because there were some parts in the video that's featured on YouTube we didn't add. So I'm thinking about putting those as a bonus, putting those things in and stuff like that for the video, and also a female who I'm going to be looking into selecting it at some point. You know, I may have it put on the new release with the new song that I'm working on with Terry Troutman and Craig Ski out of Dayton, Ohio, who's also a very, very, very good rapper. I wanted to touch on one thing before we go any further. I'd like to ask for your continued prayers for Curtis Blow, who's recovering from an illness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I spoke with him yesterday. And, you know, just keep him, you know, I won't go into specifics, but just keep, you know, keep him in prayer, you know. And,
okay.
Yeah, Terry Troutman as well. He's fine, but, you know, we all need prayer, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that to you. And one other thing before I forget, we did a version also of Girl Like You featuring old school rapper King MC, who at one time featured in the Janet Jackson video. I wanted to give him props, man, mad respect.
Okay, well, thank you all for that information. Prayers is always needed. So, James Jr., what is that ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of your music?
I want them to be able to play my records and not have to worry about going in the next room and shutting the door. You got an 8-9-year-old, a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
and they can listen to my music and enjoy it. You know, you don't have to worry about cutting down the volume, crank it up, you know, pop off with it, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, my music being so, you know, unsolicited, you can't even listen to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That would be one of the objectives. So I try to do I try to do decent music, you know. There's enough gangster rap out there. Not that I got a problem with it, but I mean, you know, when you got a song and every other word is a cuss word, you know,
yeah,
it's not good for a young, you know, a young child, you know. So I try to keep, you know, keep my boundaries between that, you know.
All right.
You know, but like, yeah. Other than that, that's, you know, it. Mm-hmm.
All right, and thank you for that information. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out at this time. Any persons that have supported you in your music career all these years, you're more welcome to go ahead and give a shout out to all of them. Go right ahead, James.
Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Jasper, one of the founding members of the Isaac Brothers, Tirzap Trotman, and the late Roger Trotman, who I had the pleasure of meeting years ago, and Craig Ski, who's done some work with the Zap Band, you know, over the years, King MC, you know, and quite naturally the legend Sugarfoot, Leroy Sugarfoot Boner. You know, and there are many others, and my buddy and my bro, LaVell Jackson, former artist of Motown Records, he had a lot to do with a lot of the wonderful songs that I've recorded, as well as the ones I've written as well. And
all
my fans.
Well, all right, let's give them all an applause for their support. All that support and all those 25 years, they are much appreciated.
Yes, yes. And even the impressions, you know, we got inducted in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and one of them, I understand, a couple of years ago, did pass, you know, so I'd like to, you know, give a shout-out to the Brooks Brothers, too, of the impressions, speaking here, Bubba.
Right, right. And thank you for that information as well. So we're coming to a close to our end. Sorry, folks, for the inconvenience. We're dealing with some crazy weather. This is part two with the recording artist, James Milliken Jr. And I would like to play the last track of his, Don't Say Goodnight. Now, would you like to give any words of encouragement as we close our showcase, James? Any advice you want to give or persons that are suffering in this world today? Any words of encouragement right now you want to give?
Yes, yes. I would like to say to my young men and women, put the guns down. Let's stop killing each other. And then I would say that, you know, we living in some terrible times. We all need to stay prayed up. And as far as any young artists trying to break into the music business, you know, man, just keep grinding. You know, don't let anybody discourage you. If music is a passion, it's in your heart, you know, just get it, man. You know, go out and do what you do, you know, and don't be frustrated and always keep God first, you know, seriously. You know, that's your number one fan right there, you know. He's going to open doors for you, nobody else can, you know, and let's love each other.
All right, and thank you for that. The words of encouragement. Thank you, James Milliken. I want to thank you for taking out your time to participate, to come on my platform. You're always welcome to come back with your new projects. Hope that I see you again and keep me posted.
I will.
I like to play Don't Say Goodnight. Is there a brief story behind this track? It's a remake, right?
Yes, it's a cover. It was one of the songs that I was able to license, and I always wanted to know if the Isaac Brothers ever heard it, would they like it? So, as I've said before, I had the honor of getting to know Chris Jasper, who was one of the members. He was also the lead singer of the song Caravan of Love when it came out back in the day.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been friends for many, many years, and he was the first guy I sent it to, and it's heartwarming to know that he really liked it.
Right, right, and thank you also for that information. I want to thank you. You have a blessed evening. Hopefully, we still have people that turn back in and listen to this show, and if they miss it, I will have the recorded episodes both of the links to the same show. And thank you so much, James. I love your music, your old school vibe. You keep doing what you're doing. We need you. We still need you in the music industry.
I appreciate that. And any fans, anybody who want to, you know, get in touch with me, you can always email me as well. I try to list my email address on all my pages, you know, and everything.
Oh.
And we'll talk to you. And I am open for new artists when that time
comes. All right, you hear that, guys? And can you go ahead and give your social media pages again as we sign out?
Okay, you can find me on the Just Laid Back 40, and just keep in mind, it's all one word, all connected. You can find me on Twitter. You can also find the label information on Twitter, which is New Experience Records. You can find me on Facebook. I have several pages on Facebook. You know, hey, just hit me up, you know, and you can buy all my music. You know, iTunes has it. Amazon has it. Spotify, I think that's what I pronounced that right. They have it. You know, just type in the name. You can find me. I'm also on Number One Music, too. That website, and there's some additional songs too that you might be interested in listening to.
All right, and thank you for that information. Hopefully, when the weather ceases, I would like for you to come down to Evansville, Indiana to perform at one of our venues.
I would love to.
All right.
That's kind of home front for me, yeah, because I lived in Fort Wayne for a while.
Uh huh. All right.
That's home. All right, then.
All right, let's do it. All right, you have a good, blessed night, James Milligan Jr., and thank you so much for your patience. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Here is Don't Say Goodnight. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out.
Somebody turn on my voice box so I can kick the song. 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 Kick the song.
say goodnight, baby.